economy and how, you know, every brand needs to be a media company.
You hear it constantly.
All the time. Content is king. But there is a massive elephant in the room that nobody really wants to talk about. The internet is full.
It is completely saturated.
Right. I mean, we used to worry about distribution, like how do I get my blog or my video in front of people? That problem is, well, it's basically solved. The algorithms do that.
Sure.
The new problem, the one that's actually killing growth, is production capacity. How much high quality stuff can you actually make before you or your team just burns out?
That is the bottleneck.
Yeah.
It's what some are calling the content saturation crisis.
Yeah.
You've got infinite shelf space on YouTube and Spotify, but you have very, very finite human energy.
You can only type so fast.
Exactly. You can only record so many podcasts.
Yeah.
So business growth right now is literally capped by human stamina.
Which is exactly why we are doing this deep dive today. We're running a kind of theoretical experiment. We're taking two very different players in the AI space, and we're just going to mash them up.
I like it.
We want to see what happens when you combine a really user-friendly knowledge tool with an industrial-grade content engine.
It's a classic front-end meets back-end scenario. So on one side, we've got Ask AI. That's our subject A. It's a free conversational app. You can find it at askai.app.
Right.
You ask it anything, you know, how to bake a cake, how to code in Python, and it gives you a balanced text-based answer. It's like the helpful friend.
And on the other side, providing the muscle, is Auto Content API. And I mean, the source material for this is intense. They don't call it a creative tool. They call it a content transformation engine.
And that distinction really matters. This isn't a tool like ChatGPT where you chat with it one-on-one.
Yeah.
Auto Content API is, well, it's infrastructure. It's designed to turn raw data into podcasts, videos, and social assets at a scale that is just. It's physically impossible for humans.
So the mission today is to see if that industrial infrastructure can supercharge Ask AI. You know, can we move from manual creation to automated infrastructure? Because I look at Ask AI right now and I like it. It's clean, but it feels a bit static.
A little flat.
Yeah. I type, explain the French Revolution. It spits out three paragraphs of text. It's good text, but at the end of the day, it's just text.
And that is a read-only experience. In a multimodal world, that's vulnerability. You mentioned the Notebook LM gap when we were prepping for this.
Yeah, let's unpack that. Notebook LM is that Google tool where you upload a PDF and it generates like two AI hosts talking about it. It's all over social media right now.
It's gone viral. And people love it because it converts homework, you know, reading a PDF into entertainment, listening to a podcast.
Mm.
Auto Content API positions itself as a programmable, scalable alternative to that.
So in our theoretical integration, I'm on the Ask AI app. Maybe I'm driving to work. I can't read a three-paragraph summary of the French Revolution. That's dangerous.
All right. So Ask AI uses the Auto Content API to add a listen button. But, and this is key, it's not just a robotic text-to-speech reader. We've all heard those. They're awful.
Well, they're terrible. No cadence.
None. This API generates a synthetic dialogue. It actually creates a host and an expert, much like us, who discuss the topic.
That's a huge distinction. That's the difference between hearing a lecture and overhearing a conversation. One puts you to sleep. The other, you know, it pulls you in.
Precisely. It taps into this concept of mental availability. People are busy. They're cooking, commuting, working out. If Ask AI stays text only, it is useless during those hours.
Mm-hmm.
But if it integrates audio generation, it suddenly becomes a companion. It moves from a tool you use to a presence that kind of hangs out with you.
But I want to push on this a bit because usually these automated voices sound fine, but they don't sound global.
Right.
And looking at the text specs here, the language support seems to be a major selling point.
It is. A huge one. Auto Content API supports over 50 languages. And this is where the business strategy gets really interesting for a tool like Ask AI.
How so?
Right now, if they want to launch in Japan or Germany, they need a local team or at least a very good translation layer that captures nuance. It's expensive and slow.
Okay, so with this integration, what happens?
Instant globalization.
Yeah.
You ask a question in English, the system can process the answer, hit the API, and deliver that audio dialogue back in Spanish or Hindi or Japanese. You're effectively cloning your content into 50 markets at the same time.
That creates a massive multiplier on their total addressable market.
Huge. And you're doing it without the overhead of hiring 50 different local editors. It democratizes access to the information Ask AI provides. It means a user in rural Brazil can get the same high-quality audio explanation as a user in New York, in their native tongue, instantly.
Okay, so we've tackled audio. That solves the commuter use case. But let's play devil's advocate here. Humans are visual creatures. If I ask AI, how do I tie a Windsor knot? Or how does a car engine work? Even a podcast isn't going to cut it.
Right.
I need to see it. Audio is useless for a knot.
You've just hit on the visual bottleneck. Some concepts are abstract. They need visualization. This is where the video endpoints of the Auto Content API come in.
The documentation mentions Video Create Shorts. Now, be honest, is this just grabbing stock footage and slapping text on it? Because I've seen those AI videos, and they usually look pretty cheap.
It's more sophisticated than that. It uses what they call avatar technology. So it can generate a 9.16 vertical video perfect for TikTok or YouTube Shorts featuring an AI avatar. They have a professional woman, a casual speaker, and it includes lip syncing.
That's wild. So back to our user scenario, I asked, how does the stock market work?
Instead of just getting text, Ask AI could trigger that video endpoint. About a minute later, you get a 60-second vertical video where an avatar explains the stock market to you, complete with subtitles and background assets.
But is that affordable? I mean, Ask AI is a free tool. If I were to go out and hire a video editor to make a 60-second explainer, that's going to cost me.
What? The sources estimate manual production for that kind of short-form video is anywhere from, say, $50 to $300 per asset. That's for editing, stock licensing, a voiceover, maybe an actor.
Right. You can't spend $300 every time a user asks a question. You'd go bankrupt in an hour.
Exactly. But look at the Auto Content pricing model. That same video costs about 400 credits via the API. On their business plan, that translates to roughly 4 euros.
4 euros versus $300.
It's a 98% cost reduction. It makes the impossible economically viable. Ask AI can literally generate a custom video for a user's specific question for the price of a latte.
That brings us to this idea of radical efficiency in the report. It decouples content creation from human time. But I want to pivot. We've talked about format audio video. Let's talk about the quality of the answer.
Sure.
Because if the video is pretty but the info is wrong, nobody cares. Ask AI claims to be informed and balanced. How does this integration help with that?
This is the deep research component. And this is critical because trust is the currency of the AI era. If you hallucinate, if you make stuff up, you lose the user forever.
So how is Auto Content's research different from just asking, you know, GPT-4 or Claude?
Standard LLMs, or large language models, are predictive engines. They're based on training data that has a cutoff date. If you ask about something that happened this morning, a standard LLM might struggle, or worse, just invent an answer.
Right.
Auto Content uses agents.
Define agent for us in this context, because that word gets thrown around a lot.
Yeah, good question. An agent isn't just predicting the next word. It has a goal and a set of tools. It can browse the live web. It goes to reputable sources. The documentation mentions SEC.gov, the Financial Times, technical docs, and it reads them in real time.
So it's doing the homework live. It's not remembering. It's actively researching.
Exactly. And crucially, it provides structured output with citations and confidence scores. It tells you where it got the information.
So for Ask AI, this means they could offer something like a verified answer feature.
Exactly that. If a user asks about a breaking financial trend or a political event, Ask AI can use this integration to pull live data, cross-reference it, and deliver an answer that isn't just a guess, it's a researched brief.
You know, there's a feature here called recurring research that I think is a sleeper hit. It sounds a little mundane, but when you think about user retention...
Oh, absolutely. This is a retention monster.
Walk me through it.
Okay. Imagine you tell Ask AI, monitor the AI industry for me. Using the API, Ask AI sets up a recurring task. Every 24 hours, the Auto Content engine scans the web for new competitors, new regulations, or market shifts.
And then, what do I get?
It doesn't just send you a link. Remember the multimedia capability. It could generate a daily 5-minute podcast episode summarizing those specific findings just for you.
That is, honestly, that's better than what most human analysts provide. Here is your daily briefing, verified by deep research, delivered as a podcast.
It shifts the relationship, doesn't it? Ask AI stops being a reactive tool. I have a problem, solve it, and it becomes a proactive partner. Here is what you need to know today.
Okay, so the product is better. The user is happy. They've got video, audio, verified research. But Ask AI is still business. It needs growth. And as we established at the start, the internet is loud. How does this integration help them get found?
This brings us to the growth marketing section. And frankly, this is where that industrial engine label really fits. We're looking at two main strategies, newsjacking and programmatic SEO.
Newsjacking, I love that term. It sounds so aggressive, like we're robbing a bank.
It's really just about speed. When a major news event happens, a crypto crash, a new law, a celebrity scandal surge, traffic and social chatter spike vertically.
But usually by the time a brand realizes it's trending, briefs a writer, records a video and edits it, the trend is already over. It's too late.
You miss the wave.
Yeah.
But Auto Content API has real-time social intelligence. It hooks into data feeds from X, formerly Twitter and Reddit. It watches for these spikes.
So walk me through the reaction loop. Let's say Bitcoin crashes 20% in an hour.
Okay. Step one. The API detects the negative sentiment and the keyword spike on X. Step two. It triggers Ask AI to generate a balanced, helpful explanation of why it's crashing.
So now we have the script?
We have the script. Step three. The infrastructure kicked in. The API turns that script into a vertical video for TikTok to capture the visual feed. At the same time, it generates a podcast episode discussing the crash for Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
And the timeline for all this?
Minutes. So while competitors are still in a Slack channel asking, should we post something, Ask AI has already published high-quality, multimodal content across every channel. They own the attention economy for that news cycle.
That is incredible leverage. It's automated relevance. Okay, now, what about the long game? Programmatic SEO, PSEO. This is usually where companies make thousands of landing pages, right? Ask AI about plumbing. Ask AI about gardening.
Yes, but historically, PSEO has a bit of a dirty reputation. It's associated with thin content.
Right, just copy-pasting the same text and changing the city name. Google hates that stuff.
Google penalizes it heavily. If you have 5,000 pages that all look the same, you're dead in the rankings. But how do you solve thin content? You add depth. You add dwell time.
And that's where the multimedia comes in.
Bingo. The Auto Content API allows Ask AI to generate unique assets for every single one of those landing pages.
Wait, really? So if I have a page for Ask AI about 19th century history, that page gets its own unique podcast.
Yes. The Deep Research API writes a unique guide. The Podcast API creates a specific audio discussion about that topic. And the Video API creates a vertical short summarizing it.
So the user lands on the page. Instead of bouncing because it's just a wall of text, they see a video, they click play, they see an audio player, they listen.
And that time they spend watching or listening is dwell time. It signals to Google, hey, this is a high-quality page. So Ask AI isn't just spamming the internet, it's populating it with thousands of rich multimedia resources.
It's brute-forcing quality through volume, which sounds like a paradox, but I guess the technology makes it possible.
It solves that production bottleneck we started with. You are filling the infinite shelf space with infinite high-quality content.
Okay, I have to be the CFO for a second. We're talking about thousands of assets. Is this actually feasible? Or does Ask AI need to go raise a Series B just to pay the API bill?
The economics are surprisingly tight. We touched on the video cost, but let's look at audio. A podcast episode costs roughly 10 credits via the API.
And translate that to real money for me.
It's about 10 cents or 10 euro cents.
10 cents for a podcast episode.
Yes. Compare that to outsourcing. If you hire a production agency to script, record, and edit a podcast, you are looking at, I don't know, $100 on the absolute low end, up to thousands for high-end production.
That's not even a comparison. It's a different universe.
It's a logarithmic shift in the cost basis. The business plan offers 10,000 credits for about 100 euros a month. That gives Ask AI the capacity to generate 1,000 podcast episodes.
For 100 euros, that fundamentally changes the business model. It turns content production from a capital expenditure, where you buy studios and hire staff, into an operational expenditure that scales perfectly with usage.
And functionally, for the developers listening, it's all headless.
Let's explain that term.
It just means it doesn't have a clumsy user interface you have to click through. It's designed to be plugged directly into the back-end code via standard REST protocols. So Ask AI's developers just write a script. When answers generated, send to API, receive audio file. It's invisible.
And for those who aren't coders, because a lot of our listeners are running much leaner operations.
The sources mention integration with no-code platforms like Make.com and Zapier, so you can visually build these workflows, blog to podcast, tweet to video, without writing a single line of code. It just connects the dots visually.
So let's zoom out and synthesize this. We have Ask AI, that's the brains, the interface, and we have Auto Content API, the industrial engine.
That's the synthesis. Ask AI evolves. It stops being just a text chatbot. It becomes a ubiquitous multimedia knowledge companion. It lives in your earbuds. It lives on your TikTok feed. It dominates search results with these rich, deep pages.
It feels like we're looking at the future of how companies interact with their users. It's no longer about, do we have the budget to make a video about this topic? It's just run the script.
And that raises a really provocative question for everyone listening. And this is the part that, well, it keeps me up at night.
What's that?
If content production becomes fully automated, if the cost of creating a video or a podcast effectively drops to zero, does the value of the information itself also drop?
Ooh, that is a big question. If everyone can just flood the zone, what actually matters?
I think the value shifts entirely. It's just a curation. It shifts to the ability to ask the right questions. The machine can build the answer in any format you want. But the human, or the brand that knows what to ask and how to frame the problem, that becomes the most valuable player.
That is a fascinating takeaway. It's not about who can shout the loudest anymore because suddenly everyone has a megaphone. It's about who has something worth saying in the first place.
Exactly. Taste becomes the new differentiator.
So here's my thought for you to chew on as you go about your day. If you had an infinite content production team at your fingertips, if you could press a button and make 1,000 videos or podcasts for 10 cents each, what would you actually build? What problem would you solve if the barrier of making stuff was completely gone?
That is the question that defines the next era of the digital economy.
Thanks for diving deep with us today. We will catch you on the next one.